Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Yeah, it depends on when you're actually watching this. As you can see the title, Will You? So this morning, I literally been up since 2 o'clock this morning, and God was literally downloading some instructions on will you? Because there's different things that God asks us to do and require us to do. And sometimes we literally open our mouth and say, well, I'm not willing to do that. If you've ever done that, let's get this. If you've ever done that, I want you to, I'm going to say this right now. God is giving you opportunity to repent, right? Just repent and allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse you. Repent. I'm telling you now, repent, because this is literally a message of warning. Okay, it might seem like it's not, but if you get into this place where you constantly, God is talking to you and he's giving you instructions, or if you read something and you know what the Bible says, you know what scripture says about something that you were supposed to do or do it, and God is not making you do anything, but are you willing to do it? Because how many times you wanting God to do something for you, but you're not willing to do something for God? Y'all better catch what I'm saying. Please catch what I'm saying. So here's the scenario. It was something that I did a long time ago, right? And I had to go back and fix it. I had to go back and correct it. I was doing something and I realized this was a block. This was a hindrance to me going and doing the things that I needed to do. So God said, I need you to go back and fix that. I need you to go back and fix this relationship. And so this relationship was with my oldest daughter's mom. I need you to go back and fix that. And so she's never been disrespectful to me. She's never been mean. She's always allowed me to see my daughter, be around my daughter, bring my daughter to me, all of this stuff. And so I met her while I was in college. But here's the thing. I messed her whole life up. I messed her whole life up, because now I had looked back at it and I go back to have this conversation because I just needed to hear her side. I had to go back and repent for my childish ways, my attitude, the way I mistreated her, the my responsibilities that I walked away from. I didn't help her with my child. I wasn't financially helping support my daughter. I wasn't doing any of that stuff. I was literally the deadbeat dad. I was that person. And so I wasn't doing it, but God says, I need you to go back and fix it. And see, this is how good God is, man. Listen to me, y'all don't understand. It's like, will you do this? Because you don't understand what it unlocks when you actually do it. Right then, you go through the enemy has you going through these emotional places in your mind. Oh my God, what is going to be said? What is going to happen? I don't want to argue. I don't want to rehearse that. I don't want to go back over that stuff. Yes, I did it. I don't want to do all of this. Woo, woo, woo. Everybody wants to go through all of these things. You want to go through all of these emotions. But God says, just will you do it? And so I told my wife, I said, I got to go back and fix this. I ruined this young lady's life. And it's unacceptable for me not to ever go back and fix what I did in regards to my daughter's mother. And so I called my daughter and I told my daughter what I was getting ready to do. And my daughter we just cried on the phone, because she understood the struggle that her mom had while having her at a young age, and now having get there. I get to Kansas, we have this conversation. So she explains to me that the only thing she ever known from youth to where she is now is being a mother. She didn't know who she was. She didn't know all. She's now trying to figure out who she is. I did that. I altered her life. She had dreams. She had goals that she wanted to do. But because she was a mother and she didn't have any support by me, then it altered what she needed to do. Now, what is God asking you to do that you've altered somebody's life because you never want to go back and repent? You never want to go back and fix it? Well, whatever it may be, will you forgive? You forgive your brother and your sister that has done something to you, that used to beat you up or molested you or did something to you? Are you with? Oh, that's an unforgivable thing. Where is that in the Bible? 70 times 7. That means you like forgiving all day long. What if he's asking you, I need you to love him through this, or I need you to love her through this? Will you love them through this? I'm hurt. I'm broken. Well, come to me. Bring this to my altar. Bring this to me. Let me heal you. Let me fix you. Let me remold you. Let me reestablish you. But because you're looking at the situation and the enemy makes you rehearse the situation, you never find your way out. So my question to you is, will you? Because there were times when I wasn't willing to do it. And because I wasn't willing to do it, it kept me in this vicious cycle. And this vicious cycle got me to a place where when God asks you to do something, or you see the word and it tells you what you should do, and you choose to say, I'm not willing to do that. Because if you ever said that part, I'm just not willing to do that. What does that make you in the eyes of God? If God is looking at you and you saying that, and he's saying, will you do this? And you say, No, I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to sacrifice. I'm not willing to risk me having this or lose this. I'm not willing to do this. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not all these I'm not willing to do. What do you think that makes you? I can tell you what it does. It made me rebellious. It made me stubborn. And what it was going to do is drop me straight off into hell. Is that what you want? Because God gives us the opportunity to repent. He gives us the opportunity to get it right. He gives us the opportunity to correct it. There's things that I've done in my life that God has allowed me to go back and to fix. And I'm so grateful of that. I'm grateful that I didn't die in my sin, that I didn't die in my wilderness, that I didn't die in that place, that God saw fit to allow me to come out and to give a message. Man, it's a message about hope. Sometimes you look at a situation and you say, I'm not willing to do certain things. But let me tell you something. If my wife wasn't willing to do what God asked her to do, I wouldn't be sitting before you today. You wouldn't even know me. You wouldn't even be watching me. You wouldn't even care about anything that we do, say, feel, whatever. But because she was willing to actually do it, regardless of what the world says, regardless of what anybody else thinks, regardless of what your friends, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your uncle, your daddy, your mama, anybody in your family, even people that you know that's real close to you, even that, will you willing to do it? Most people don't want to listen to this because you done already made up your mind. You're not willing to do it. That's fine. That's fine. But when you need God to do something and it's slow-mo and you don't get it and now you crying about it, yeah, I hope he brings back to your remembrance when you said, I'm not willing to do it. I'm serious. I'm so serious. This thing is not a joke. So every time you have said and you've said to yourself, I'm not willing to do this. I'm not willing to forgive him. I'm not willing to forgive her. I'm not willing to love her. I'm not willing to love him. I'm not willing to do all of this stuff. Why do I have to do all of this? Then you become a doggone statement. I mean, you become a question instead of a statement. Why? Why do I have to do this? God says, will you? Will you? So ask yourself, what was God asking you to do? What was he asking you to do? He was really asking you to look more like him. He was really asking you to be more like him. I know this is a hard one. Because somebody looking at their circumstances and looking at their situation, and you crying right now. You crying right now. Because God is really and truly asking you, will you? Will you stand? Will you stand in the midst of this turmoil? Will you stand in the midst of this conflict? Will you not run from this conflict? Will you? Because if you do, I'll sustain you. If you do, I'll strengthen you. If you do, I'll give you everything you need. I'll give you peace in the midst of a storm. But you got to have a heart of, I will. I will do it, God. I'm willing. Here I am. Here I am, God. I'm willing. Instead of saying, oh, I'm not willing to do that with an attitude. Oh, I ain't doing that. Oh, I'm not willing to do that. Oh, that's going to take too much. Oh, that's the How many times you said that? Let's think about it. But God is giving you opportunity to go back and repent for every time you said that. Holy Spirit, bring back to their remembrance every time that we've said that. I'm not going to say they. I'm going to say we, that we've said that. Because I'm asking the Holy Spirit to bring back to my remembrance things that I've said. I've done so much stuff, I don't forgot. This stuff starts unraveling. The more mature I get, it starts unraveling. And I'm able to, oh, Lord, I did that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, I repent right now in the name of Jesus. You know, if he says, I need you to make a phone call, I need you to write a letter, I need you to do something. Listen, I got to be willing to do it. I got to be able to go through the consequences, handle the repercussions of the things that I've done. So this is not a patty cake message. This is something that you have to really and truly evaluate yourself, and even asking the Holy Spirit to allow you to actually see. Listen to me. See where you went wrong. See why you become rebellious and stubborn. Because if you've been in this state for a long time, that's where you are. I know. I did it. That's why it took me so long to get right. Because I was stubborn. I wasn't willing to forgive. I wasn't willing to accept my responsibilities. I wasn't willing to accept the things that I've done. And somebody just say, well, they ain't gonna even accept what they done, so why should I do this? Because God asked you to. Is that not enough? Is that not enough? Because if my wife didn't do it, then I'll probably literally bust hell wide open. Knowing what I know. But because we get stubborn and we get selfish and we get rebellious, then we end up in a place where you say, well, God is not talking. Why is he talking to somebody that's stubborn? Why is he talking to somebody that's not going to actually do what he's asking them to do? All it does is make you more stubborn, because he's not going to change for your circumstances. He's not going to change because you want him to change. God is the same then, and he's going to be the same now. It's the same God. He's not changing. The people that need to change is us. So I want you to think about this. Will you? Will you change? Will you forgive? Will you love? Will you repent? Will you make the situation right? That's twice that God made me go back to Kansas to fix something. I went back the first time to repent for my coach, because he was the person that was teaching me how to be a man. He wasn't teaching me football. He was teaching me how to be a man. And I was rebelling from that. I didn't take criticism. I didn't take what he was trying to teach me. And I paid the price for it. I paid the price for it. And then he went to, I'm trying to unlock something for you, but I need you to go back and fix this. Why in the world would I have known going back to fix something with a relationship that I've had 30 something years ago, that now was could unlock something in my destiny, in my future? Or what is keeping something locked up from you going further in your destiny and in your future, or even in your purpose? Something that says is locking the potential, locking the power, locking the expansion of it, locking it up. Is it because you've never forgiven your parents for how they treated you, for not loving you, for not being there? Your father, your mother, your brothers, your sisters, that teacher, that neighbor, the babysitter, whoever that's giving you trauma or giving you hurt or broken you, and you've never decided to go back and get it fixed. Or even just say, Lord, I forgive them. And mean it. And really mean it. Because what if God says, I need you to go to them and ask and tell them that you forgive them? And your heart goes to racing. Your heart goes to racing. Your mind goes to wondering, like, what is the conversation going to be like? Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Will they accept it? Will they not? Not. But God says, will you? Just will you do it? We got to be in a place where it's nevertheless not my will, but thy will be done. Because the key word was will. Not my will, but thy will be done. Does your will line up with God's will? Because God gonna ask you to do some things that's gonna go against your nature, but it's gonna help you in the long run. Listen to what I'm saying. Y'all, somebody needs some help. So I need you to share this with somebody. Because I'm needing you to understand. I want everyone to reach their full potential. I want everything. I don't want something that has happened in the past that you've been holding on to has got a padlock on something that God is trying to get to you in your destiny and in your purpose. I don't want that to happen. I want you to feel I want you to have the fullness of what God has for you. I need you to want to. Stop telling yourself and stop rehearsing. Matter of fact, get from around people that tells you that you shouldn't do it. That's why you're wrong. Get away from them. Separate yourself from them. Because when you get around people that's going to give you a cosign, girl, you don't have to do that. Man, you don't have to do that, man. She treat you like that. She disrespecting you. She doing all of that. And then God ain't say go nowhere. Then he's telling you to love her. Love her through it. Oh, wow. You know how mean she is? And you want me to love somebody that's mean, somebody that cusses me out, somebody that's disrespectful, somebody that hates me, and you want me to love her? How does that look? That's the question. Go, Lord, teach me. Teach me how to love the unlovable. Teach me how to love my wife as Christ loved the church. Teach me, God, teach me, Father, how to respect and honor my husband. Teach me. Then all of a sudden, he gives you a thought comes to your mind. Somebody gives you a broadcast. You know, the internet is undefeated because they'll send the algorithms pop up, and all of a sudden, Jim will pop up on your mindset, and then you'll look at something and you'll be like, "Oh my God, look at God." God is directing you to resources. God is directing you to things that'll help you to get your mind right. God is directing you to things that'll establish you. You sitting there waiting on God to give you an audible conversation. But God is giving you just dropping clues and dropping nuggets in front of you, and you looking at it, or you don't look at it, and then all of a sudden you're trying to figure out why I'm not being and doing the things that I'm supposed to do, and why am I still in this same struggle? Because you haven't done the little things that God has asked you to do, because it's locking things up. Will you? Ask yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. And be honest with yourself. If God is telling you to do something and you're not doing it, what does that make you? I know what it made me. It made me rebellious and stubborn and selfish. And that was the hardest things to literally get out of. I stayed in that cycle because the enemy kept telling me, rehearsing everything that I was doing wrong, everything that wasn't right, everything that I feel like I couldn't do. He was just hitting me with that. But I need you to understand that you're able to do, that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. God is not telling you to do something, and it's not written in scripture for us to just read it and not apply it to our life. It's not for us. We would take, you know, scriptures that have anything to do with money, it have anything to do with blessings and favor, and we would, oh, I got blessings all over my life. How? When there's an area in your life that God is asking you to do something and you're not doing it. Yeah, that'll block your blessing. So I'm thankful for God for giving me an opportunity. God has given you an opportunity to go back and repent. That's why I say, go look at yourself in the mirror and ask God, where are the areas that I've said, or bring back to my remembrance the times that I've said, I will not do this, and see if you're still not doing it. And if you're not doing it, I need you to do it. I need you to do it. God wants you to do it. Let's not be in a stubborn place. Let's wake up. Father, remove the scales off of their eyes. Father, forgive them for the times that they've said they won't do it. The stubborn ways, the rebellious child. Father, forgive us for those things now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for sending your son Yeshua to pay the price for our sins, Father God. We thank you for John the Baptist preaching the repentance. Father God, let us understand what repentance does now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the gift of the Holy Spirit that comes to lead, guide, and comfort us now in the name of Jesus. So we say, Holy Spirit, look into us and search us and find any things that we have said that was out of place, that was out of the will of God, that will cause us not to receive the fullness of who God has called for us to be, that will cause us, Father God, to not have something because it's been locked up, Father God. We thank you for sending your son Yeshua the key to unlock our destiny and purpose, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father, that we will be cleansed, Father God, from these iniquities and these transgressions, Father God, that have caused us to be in error, that have caused us to not fully walk in the things of God in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now that we're able to hear clearly the instructions, Father. We thank you, Father God, as we read the scriptures, Father God, now that it becomes part of us, not just something that we read, but it becomes part of our life. It becomes part of who we are. Scripture is coming alive to us today. Forgive us, Father God, for saying, I will not do that. Forgive us, Father God, for all the multiple times that we have said it out of anger, out of frustration, out of irritation and agitation, Father God, of being in a place, in a bad place mentally and physically, Father. We thank you right now that you're realigning us and you're readjusting us, Father God. You're exposing the lies of the enemy that have caused us, Father God, to be in error now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the renewing of our minds this morning. I thank you, Father God, for a clean heart this morning. Father, I thank you for healing all the traumatic areas in our lives, Father God. Heal the areas, Father God, that are the deep, dark secrets, Father God, that we have hid deep in our soul, Father God. We thank you that our soul is being delivered. Our souls are being delivered from soul ties, ungodly conversation, ungodly relationships, ungodly friendships. Father God, anything that is pulling us away from your will and away from your way now in the name of Jesus. we break off the bad habits now. And Father, we thank you, Father, for a renewed day. Father, we're going to rejoice in this day because our minds are new. Father, we see and we understand the ways of the of you. And Father, we accept them. We accept them. Let this day be a declaring day that you will do what God asks you to do. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstances, no matter the time limit. Here I am, God. Here I am. I will. Whatever it is, whatever he's asking you to do. Here I am. Use me. Here I am. Now you're making that declaration and you're saying this to yourself, but open your mouth and say it out loud so the enemy will know that you're being renewed, that you're being reshaped, reformed, reset, rebooted, and that God is forgiving you and he's setting you up to do the right thing. You're going to get challenges. You're going to get put in situations. You're going to get put in circumstances, but it's not a time to run. It's a time to stand. It's a time to put your feet and say, I am steadfast and I'm unmovable. I'm going to be abounding in the grace and in all of God. Not moving. I'm not going to be moved by circumstances. I'm not going to be moved. God, you said, if you ask me to do something, that's what I'm doing. I will. When you say, will you, Gerald? I say, I will, God. Whatever you ask, I'm willing. Are you willing? Are you willing to be a living sacrifice? Are you willing to forgive 70 times 7? Are you willing to love the unlovable? Are you willing to walk the way God is calling for you to walk? Are you willing? Are you willing to be the man that God has called for you to be? Are you willing to be the woman that God has called for you to be? Are you willing to be the father and the husband that God has called for you to be? Are you willing to be the helpmeet and the mother that God is calling for you to be? Are you willing? I bind worldly influences that comes to contaminate the mind and the hearts of the people. That are caused, I bind a carnality, being a carnal now in the name of Jesus. Lukewarm. Father, we know that you spew it out. Father, remove us from the lukewarm area, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we bind the spirit of manipulating. We're manipulating ourselves. You're not manipulating God. Father, I bind the spirit of deceit. That we'll be deceiving ourselves. I bind the spirit of fantasy. Been fantasizing about this and that and having this and having that. But Father, we understand that you have a plan for us. That there's a plan that was written in the book of life for us, Father. For each and every individual. Father God, let that be seen. Let that be felt. Let that be known to each and every individual that hears this broadcast. I thank you, Father God, that you're revealing your will and your way for their life now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that they answer the call. They're willing to answer the call as your sons and daughters. They're willing to answer the call as your sons and daughters. Father, no matter what the circumstances is, no matter how big or how small the circumstances may be, Father God, that they are willing to do it your way. So I thank you right now for the adjustments of our minds and our hearts, adjustments in the way that we see things and hear things and do things. Father, we dedicate ourselves back to you as living sacrifices. Father, we thank you, Father, for our obedience level rising now in the name of Jesus, our faith level rising now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we will be obedient, that we'll be obedient children. And we reject, Father God, the rebellious ways. Father, we cancel rebellious children and rebellious ways from generation. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. we cut off every generational curse, bloodline curse, that are caused marriages and it caused the relationships to be dismantled, that it caused them to be dysfunctional because of pride, because of the Leviathan, because of hurt and pain, trauma, not knowing how to be in a relationship, not willing to sacrifice in the relationship. Father, we thank you for readjusting the minds and the hearts of your people, that they understand that you're calling them into a new place. You're calling them into another level. You're calling them into a higher level. Father, I thank you that my family answers the call, and it starts with me. I will serve my family. I will protect my family. I will love my family. I will love my wife, love my children, love my brothers, love my family, all of my family. Forgive me for being absent. Forgive me for not showing love. Forgive me for the times that I've been out of place. Forgive me. Missing things. Forgive me. Having relationships, forgive me. What is it that you missed? What is it that you're doing? What is it that you have to repent for? Start your day out with repenting. Get it right. Get it right before God, first of all. Get it right. Repent. Confess these things to God. Allow him to work in you and through you. So, Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus for this prayer. I thank you for this broadcast. I thank you, Father God, that it helps somebody get it right. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, I'm one half of Jim Geraldine Yvette Ministries.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.